I've sent for him once and then sent him back. All right, we will take testimony on House Bill 1276. To require historical or educational municipal corporations to maintain its property. Welcome, Mr. Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Committee. I am a representative, Clarence Coistra. And what you have before you today, as you read the bill, you can see is basically, no pun intended, some cleanup legislation. But this is an act that will require historic or educational municipal corporations to maintain their property. On the House side, I introduced a bill that Buffalo Ridge would have guide signs, and there was some controversy over that, and this is where the bill it came from. It was defeated on the House floor. And what happened is when the South Dakota Law 9322, it makes two municipalities. And what has been handed out to you, you can see in 9322, some of you are probably not aware of, we understand what municipalities are, but then we also have one that's located in Minnehaha County, that's at Buffalo Ridge and Prairie Village near Madison. And this goes back to 1970. And what happened, once you created these municipalities, they live on indefinitely. There is no citizens or elected officials to assume the responsibility to maintain minimal expectations or to encourage these towns to maintain their purposes as well. And therefore, the state should act prudent and would probably have to step in. So that House Bill 1276, it will encourage, if not enforce, these municipalities to maintain minimum maintenance as indicated in the bill. The Department of Transportation or the county could take action to dissolve their municipal corporations as stated by law. And the reason we have this, the one at Buffalo Ridge, in fairness to Prairie Village, they're maintained. There is historic purposes behind it. And rather than repeal it, and I've been working with Buffalo Ridge also, but this puts some teeth in the law, and there are only two of them. So rather than repeal 9322, this would take care of that. We have some other testimony, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Other proponents of House Bill 1276?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Ron Wheeler, representing the Department of Transportation. We also support this legislation. As Representative Coistra indicated, there was significant debate about Buffalo Ridge specifically. And just to add to his comments, because I can't add a whole lot more other than tell you that we support it, but Prairie Village, we looked at repealing this law because it was sort of a sweetheart piece of legislation that was passed many years ago. But Prairie Village does serve a historic and educational purpose. They also are able to buy insurance through the Municipal League because they are a municipality, and they save about $10,000 a year. So we're very supportive of Prairie Village, but this would give us at least the ability, if we do have eyesores along the interstate, the ability to go in and actually at least repeal that municipal incorporation that they have today. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other proponents of 1276? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents to 1276? Any opponents? I will close testimony and ask for disposition of House Bill 1276. Senator Reedy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question, make sure I understand this, such as Turkey Ridge now. What this bill will do will remove the tax-exempt status from them, and they'll start paying taxes?
If this law is enacted, it can, on the bottom part, it would do away with their corporation status. Yes, it would. It would do away with their corporation status.
Are they tax-free now?
They are now, to my understanding, yes.
Basically, that's all you can do to the guy. You're not going to make him tear it down?
No. Does that answer your question there?
I think so. If you're just putting back on the tax roll, is that what you're going to do?
Well, basically, so that it is maintained as well.
Right. Go ahead.
Let me say also with the Beautification Act on the federal level, I believe on billboards, et cetera, that are off to the side, I don't think the state has much control of that DOT because of the municipality status also. And so there are a number of things that this would involve as well. So it's the state's responsibility.
Go ahead, Senator Reedy.
The guy's broke and can't afford to fix it up, for example. Then what happens?
Well, that again, I would like to think that the DOT will work with them, and also I think the governor's plan to spruce up, clean up the state of South Dakota would probably have to. Whether we would step in or not, I don't think that's necessarily the state's responsibility, but then the county through their zoning and such, they could handle that matter as well.
Thank you.
Just a minute, I think, did you have a follow-up, Ron?
Well, I would, yes, thank you, Chair. If I might respond to the Senator's question, I think it's our view, at least, that someone was granted this tax-free status and municipal, the rights of the municipality, with the purpose of providing a historic or educational purpose. Our view is we have no way to rescind that today if, in fact, it ceases to become that, if it becomes a junkyard, so to speak. We have, they still maintain their tax-free municipal status. And so we can, as Representative Poitras said, we do have federal legislation dealing with billboards that are in disrepair along the interstate. In this case, we have problems because under the municipal statutes, we have to deal with it differently. Unfortunately, under the federal statutes, it takes us a year even to deal with disrepair billboards. I'd like to see that strengthened someday.
Senator Reedy, are you all right? Senator Bitter?
Mr. Secretary, Representative, are they on the historic register? Are they on the historic register? They have it?
I don't believe so. Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Further questions? Further questions on House Bill 1276? If there are none, I would entertain a motion. Oh, we have an amendment.
I'd
entertain a motion for the permanent disposition of House Bill 1276.
Sure.
Senator Olson?
This is obviously a consent calendar bill.
Okay. The motion has been made. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Dietrich. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye.
Consent.
It's moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Dietrich to put on consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Okay.
We'll go as a do pass. Right. On the second line of the title, it needs to maintain their property. I would moved by Senator Vitter. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Olson. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion carried. The House Bill 1276 will go to the floor. Do pass. You're welcome.